Good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bibles this morning with me to Isaiah chapter 25. Isaiah 25. As you're turning there this morning, you know, the Lord was just reminding me, it's like he says this, this is the day that the Lord has made. That's his part. I will rejoice and be glad in it is my part. You know, and everything, God has his part and we have our parts. Amen? Amen? And our part should work in align with him. I think it's very interesting in the prophetic word of God as the prophets were speaking. He was speaking present, future, present, past, present, and future. Okay, let's say it like that. When we're reading it, we're looking at the past. It's speaking today in the present and it has a glimpse of the future. Amen? Amen? In other words, God wants you and I to realize and understand in his word that his word is alive and it's moving through time. Amen? Amen? And what we're doing is we're walking in the living word. Amen? This isn't a dead word. It's alive and well. Amen? So if you look with me in Isaiah 25, verse number 8, we're speaking in the physical and the spiritual. Okay? So you get a hold of this. The prophet Isaiah said in verse 25, he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away all tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord have spoken it. This speaks of the physical nature in the future. But it says now in the present, and it shall be said in that day, look at your neighbor and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Amen. The title of this morning's message is The Light of the Word. Amen. And we're going to look at our salvation, our stance, and our shouting. Are you with me? Let's lift our word and make a declaration here together and come into agreement. Repeat after me and say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, again, Lord, we're so grateful, Father God, that you give us the word and you send it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. So, Father, I just pray right now, Lord, help me get out of your way. Help me be a vessel that's open for your glory and for your honor, and may your words be spoken to your children, Father God. May the words that come out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. There is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that are walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh. And we're going to flow in the Spirit. And in the Spirit, there's going to be life and freedom in this house. For who the Son has made free is free indeed. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do today. And we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, it's something great when I think about number one is our salvation. He says, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We are waited for him, and he will save us. That word saved comes from the Hebrew word yalshah. It's spelled Y apostrophe S-H-A-H. And yalshah means victory. Amen. In other words, what he has said, he has saved, he has brought you and I victory. In other words, when we sing that song, Victory in Jesus, amen, we're speaking about something that was prophesied over 2,000 years ago, was prophesied and was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, and is being prophesied in the life of everyone that believes him at his word. Amen. So when I'm thinking about victory and that word, turn with me to Psalms 27. Psalms 27. We're talking about our salvation. He says in verse number 1, he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In other words, when you look at the salvation here in the Hebrew language, the word salvation comes from the Hebrew word shua, which means deliverance. So he saved us to bring us victory. The word here, shua, says that that he brings us deliverance. In other words, he'll deliver us from everything. Amen. You know, when I sing of my deliverer lives, okay? My Jesus lives. He's come to deliver me from the power of darkness and to translate to me into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen. So when I'm thinking about salvation, I have to have a mindset of thinking, one, that I have victory through my salvation. Two, through Shua, in the Hebrew language, when he was speaking it forth, he was saying, I also have deliverance. He will deliver me from the power of the enemy. Amen? Amen. So not only does he give us victory, but he's my constant deliverer. He's alive. The word is active. It's actively delivering you and I from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. And I was looking at that. Turn with me back to Isaiah chapter 12. I'm building this for a purpose and a reason, okay? I believe God has a purpose for everything he does. Amen? And Isaiah 12, verse number 2, it says, behold, God is my salvation, I will trust, and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength, and my song, he has also become my salvation. Now you have to understand in this word salvation in the Hebrew, God takes yalshah, which is our victory, shua, which is our deliverance, and brings them together as Yeshua, the Hebrew word here, which means health. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Amen. So as he's growing this, then he says to us in Zephaniah, turn me to Zephaniah chapter 3, right before Haggai and after Habakkuk. Zephaniah 3. It says this in verse 17. It says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, and he will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. And he will rest in his love, and he will joy over thee with singing. In other words, just as you're singing and giving praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, there's a host of heaven and the angels are singing over you. We're his song. Amen. Amen. God wants us to know that Jehovah Shua, or Yeshua is our victory. He's our deliverer. He's our health. He's our well-being. He's our strength. He's our very present help in the time of need. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, when we're speaking and we're saying these things, every word spoken has an effect. God gets the word inside us because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as God's word is spoken forth, there's something that happens inside. All of a sudden, it stirs up faith. Amen. He also says in our text today, and verse number 9 of Isaiah 25, he says, "This is the Lord. We have waited for him." We have waited for him. This speaks of our stance, our posture. You know, just like the prophet Isaiah said, "For they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And they'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint." Amen. So sometimes in this posture that we take, or this stance, this stand is sometimes we're waiting on him. Amen. So look with me in Psalms 37. And the psalmist says in verse chapter 37, verse number 5. He says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." Amen. Sometimes as we're in his waiting room, there's something that's growing inside of you and I. In other words, let's not waste the waiting. How many are waiting from God for something? Come on, let's be real. Amen. There's everybody in the room. And it's the attitude in the waiting room. In other words, you and I are to have an attitude of gratitude. If I'm not thankful for what he's already done, how am I expecting him to think that I'll be grateful for what he's going to do? Amen. In other words, there's some things that I want to see, but thanks God, and I praise God for the things I already have. I thank God for what he's doing today. I thank God for each and every one that's in this room, because for the very creation of this universe, God purposed you to be in this room today to hear what the Father has to say to you. Amen. That's how important you are to him. The world may not see your value, but God does. God sees your value. And he's chosen you and ordained you for such a time as now. Amen. And when I think about it and I see it, and sometimes if I get to the place and I don't feel like praising and giving him glory and worshiping, and he just reminds me that he's still singing and praising over me. He's drawing me with the cords of love. Amen. Amen. So no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God is God of today. He's here to heal, to restore, to renew, to do everything over again. Hallelujah. Sometimes he takes the old miry clay and he shapes it up and makes a beautiful sculpture. Hallelujah. The adversary sometimes the adversary comes in and beats us up, he punches us, he knocks us down, he kicks us. Amen. Anybody been beaten up before? But God's love just moves in the room. Amen. He moves in the room. Amen. He moves because we're winners. We're victors in Christ Jesus. We're delivered, Father God. We're healthy. Look at your neighbor and say, you're healthy and well off. You're not just healthy, but you're well off. Hello? Turn me to Isaiah, Isaiah 33. The prophet Isaiah said in verse number 2, he said, O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. Let's be honest. Is anybody going through anything? Hallelujah. God wants you to know that he's never going to leave us nor forsake us. He's here. Amen. He's here. He's our very present help in a time of need. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Do you recognize who you are? You're his beloved. Amen. He loves you. And no matter what the words are coming your way, and no matter what's being said, they're not, any word that's tearing you down and beating you up isn't from the Father. He's come to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty the captives, to open prison doors. Amen. Amen. He doesn't want to keep us in prison. Amen. He came to deliver us out of the chains of darkness and translate us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're waiting. Our stance is in a position of waiting. Wow. Do you think sometimes that as we're faced with, in this day and age, traffic or busy lines at the market or whatever, that the Lord's teaching us to be patient? Hello? See, and God knew that was the only way to grow it in you, brother. Oh, we're all a work in progress, right? I haven't arrived yet. Has anybody arrived? Now, if you see the Lord take me up, you can say I arrived, but until then, you're stuck with me. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's right. We're all on a journey. You know, God says this. You know, he said to me many times, nothing wasted. Nothing wasted. And in other words, if we don't take and build and learn from the things we're going through, then what we went through is wasted. And a lot of times, we'll have to go through it again. I've got to the point, I'm just like, Lord, teach me quickly. let me hear quickly, because I don't want to go through that valley again. I don't want to go through that one more time. The first time was enough. Hallelujah. Amen. Could you imagine the children of Israel, because of their grumbling and their complaining, kept going around in circles? Yeah. 40 years. Because they grumbled and complained. Yeah. And then someone said, Joshua Kelsey, show me the way. In 8 days, they walked in. Hello? And don't make your experience take you 40 years to get the lesson. There's an open door for delivery and victory that's right in front of us. Amen? 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 So we had to say, hey, Lord, teach me. Teach me quickly. Yeah. Amen? You know, remember where I was preaching? Oh, we're talking about patience, aren't we? Oh, what a subject. But you know what? Patience brings experience, experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in us by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. Just saying. You know, maybe sometimes when I quote the scripture, I shouldn't quote it so quick. Yeah. kid. No, I can't. It's something. You got one group in here, you got one group in the room that says, hurry up, say what you gotta say. And then you got another group that says, slow down, we can wait. Isn't that the same way we are when we get in traffic? Or things are going, but I understand. What I said is patience brings experience and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. Given us as a gift from God. Hallelujah. It's from Him. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Hallelujah. In other words, what God wants you and I to understand, no matter what we may be facing, no matter what we may be going through, God is with us. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be as close as the call of my name. Start calling on me instead of calling out those other things that you're calling out in the midst of your storm. You're not calling on me. You're calling on the Prince of Darkness. And when the Prince of Darkness comes, you say, what happened? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Speak life. Amen. God called us to have life and the abundance thereof. Hallelujah. I don't know where it came from, but it came. I know where it came from. It came from Daddy. Daddy loves you. Daddy has a plan in your life. All of His plans are for good. Not one of them is for evil. God has plans for you to have hope in and expect it in. Amen. I don't know about you, but I read the end of the book, and it's glorious. It's glorious. It's glorious. And He says that glory isn't just for the future. It's for the here and now. It's for the here and now. It's for the here and now. He don't have to wait to heaven to get to heaven. I sent heaven to earth through my Son, Jesus Christ, so that we could be, thy will be done on as it is in. Hallelujah. Amen. There ain't one sick person in heaven. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So what He says, oh, where were we at? What subject were we talking about? Oh, it was patience, wasn't it? You think God's growing something? So let's look at James chapter 5. Hallelujah. Verse number 7. The Word of God says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it, until we receive the early and the latter rain. He said, be you also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh or draweth near. In other words, there's a great day that's coming to the earth, but heaven's already here. We're just going to transfer to the new heaven and the new earth, but we're children of God here on earth. You know, that we're ambassadors of Christ Jesus. Amen. We're representatives for the kingdom of God. And He talks about a farmer here. And there isn't any farmer that plants corn that goes and cuts his corn down before it's ready to harvest. Right, farmer? You ain't going to cart down your field until it's ready for harvest, right?
That's right.
God's preparing a great harvest. God's positioning us for the harvest. There's an end time harvest that God's preparing, that He's stirring things up. And this move of God isn't just for us to get holy and glory, be in the glory of God. It's to reach this world, to reach the lost with the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, to take the lost and bring them into the kingdom of God. There's a latter time harvest like never before. Amen. Jesus said, all souls, God said, all souls are mine. I said, well, Jesus said that because Jesus is the Father is the Son, and the Son is the Holy Spirit, the all three in one. Hallelujah. So when I say the Father, I'm saying the Son. When I say the Son, I'm saying the Father and the Holy Spirit. They're all three together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he says this. He says this. He says to you and I, we recognize our salvation. That's our victory. It's our deliverance. It's our health. It's our well-being. He's come to heal us body, mind, soul, and spirit. Amen. That's what salvation is. Our salvation, he says that we have to take a stance. Our stance is our posture, the way we look at things, the way we react to things, that we're waiting on the Lord, that we're not getting in front of him, but not very far behind him. Amen. You know, the Bible says the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord. In other words, so I'm finding the step, following the steps that he orders. You know, and all of us isn't called to do everything, but all of us is called to do something. Right. Hallelujah. We all have our part. Yes. Everybody has a part in the room. In other words, the adversary wants you to think that your part is not important. But it's the unseen parts that are really more important than the seen ones. Because of the things that didn't happen down the unseen, the seen wouldn't be manifested. Amen. And everybody is working together for the goodness, for the kingdom of God. We're working for his good and for the good of others. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I say this to you. This didn't go anywhere like I thought it was going. Isn't he interesting? Don't you think God's good? Don't you think God's good? Amen. Amen. I think what the Lord wants to get in our hearts today is how big he really is. That he fills the universe. That he fills the atmosphere. Amen. And all those things that the adversary is trying to form against you, they can't prosper. Amen. He says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up, you shall condemn. That's our heritage as a child of God. Beating up the people that spoke the words. We're taking authority over words. God says we're the head, not the tail. Amen. We got the favor of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You're one of God's favorites.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Does it put a song in your heart?
Yes.
What song does it put in your heart?
I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. Give God a shout of praise. Man, that doesn't sound anything like the Philadelphia fans when the Philly beats when Philadelphia beats the Redskins next Sunday. That's a week, amen. Well, Barbara's a Dallas Cowboy fan and Judy's a Washington Redskin fan. Amen. So they don't always harmonize together. Hey, we don't fight for victory, we fight from. Amen? So we have to recognize our salvation, our stance. Then it turns into our shouting. Well, I'm a soft-spoken man. I'm not one of them loud people. Oh, that was funny. Well, turn with me to Psalms 47. And we'll get this message. You know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God's going to do something here.
Amen.
Amen. Just as he's doing something now. He says in Psalms 47, 1, he said, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph." I don't know about you, but God has delivered me from so much. Come on now. He's healed me. He's delivered me. He's set me free. Hello? Amen? I don't mind shouting praise. I don't mind shouting praise, whether it's in the grocery store or if it's in the restaurant. It doesn't matter. I don't cause an interruption in the restaurant. I hope not. My shout of praise has had opportunity to lead many Chinese people to Jesus because I frequent Chinese restaurants. In other words, with our salvation, we have a stance, our posture that we take as we're walking in victory and we're walking out of it from victory. All of a sudden it turns into a shout. And the thing about it is, with God, it isn't like in the world. The Word of God says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't shout when I see Him with my eyes. I shout Him because He said so. Hallelujah. In other words, I believe God and His Word. Amen. He didn't speak it just for the sake of speaking. He spoke it because it has something for each and every one of us. So look with me in Psalms 35, and I'll shut this down here shortly. Verse number 27. We'll call this in closing. First close. Just kidding. Psalms 35, 27 says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yet them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." You know, when we look at 3 John 2, where he says, "I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." God wants you to prosper. Amen. "And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long." My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praise all the day long. In other words, when I'm constantly praising the Lord, I don't have time for the enemy to bring in all them ugly thoughts to steal my joy, to steal my peace, to steal everything that the Lord has purchased for me and you. Amen? We're victorious. So in closing, in 1 Peter chapter 1, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse number 8, the Word of God says, whom having not seen ye love, and whom, though how you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. You know, when I think of that word salvation, and I think of the definition is to be healed, body, mind, soul, and spirit. In other words, we have to see our salvation as something bigger than just one day going to heaven. Because if you can't see your salvation any bigger than one day going to heaven, you'll never receive all that the Lord has for you in this life. There'll be many that come to the Father. They made it to heaven and they come to the Father and say, why? It's because they didn't receive everything that was already done for them. They were looking for something for the future. But he says to you and I, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. In other words, if you're here today and you're not 100%